Long Lecture, Skill 4. Sports Engineering, Tennis. Listen to part of a lecture in a sports engineering class.
With a show of hands, how many people here like sports? Good. That's more than half. Now, how many of you believe luck plays a big part in sports? Interesting. Not many of you believe in luck. Okay, how many people believe that it is the athlete who generates power in sports? Oh my, most of you believe this. Well, I'm here to dispel this belief. Actually, to be fair, many factors contribute to any sport, but skill is just one of them. Today I would like to discuss the role that science plays in sports. Principles such as equipment, physics, math, and sports nutrition relate to sports such as baseball, cycling, cricket, tennis, and skateboarding, to name a few. Let's take tennis as an example. I'm sure you have all heard of great American tennis players such as Andy Roddick, who holds the record for the fastest serve for a man, an incredible 245 kilometers per hour as of 2004, and Venus Williams, the fastest serve for a woman at 203 kilometers per hour. Well, it has been suggested that skill only played a small part in their serve. In fact, most of the praise should go to their tennis racket. Starting in 1970s, the tennis racket's wooden frames were replaced by metal. Following this, different materials were used to design the racket. Perhaps the most significant contribution is a material called graphite. In fact, many professional tennis players use rackets with at least some graphite fibers. Now the graphite can be mixed with materials such as boron and titanium to produce even stronger and lighter rackets. These new designs mean players like Roddick and Williams can hit the ball with more speed and accuracy than ever before. It wasn't just the speed and accuracy the new material improved, though. When wood used to be used for the frame of the rackets, the heads were smaller and the strings were shorter because the frames weren't strong enough to keep the strings tight. Now, with material like titanium, the frame is stronger but not heavier. As for the strings, they can now be longer due to the stronger frame. As well, because the strings are tighter, they can allow for more control and accuracy. The bonus to this is that even when the player unskillfully hits the ball slightly off-center, it will still end up where it was intended because the frame is larger, allowing the longer strings to work together. The larger head of the tennis racket also allows for greater stability where twisting is concerned when the ball is not hit in the dead center of the racket. I mentioned that the new material allows the racket to be lighter, but what does this mean for the players? Well, it means that stars like Roddick and Williams are able to use a fast whipping swing a lot easier than players before the 1970s. Because the new rackets don't require skill for the ball to hit dead center, modern players don't have to find the exact same spot all the time. What about the next generation of tennis players? What can they look forward to? Well, several engineers are trying numerous combinations of different materials and designs to enhance the performance of rackets. For example, some of the newest rackets have a tip that is heavier than the handle, and longer rackets are the norm these days. There has even been talk of using hexagonal or triangular heads, but they haven't caught on with professional players yet. We need to give some credit to the players because they are using their new rackets to the best of their ability. A new slam move called the topspin has recently been used by today's tennis stars. The topspin is created by hitting the top surface of the ball with brilliant power and precision, which causes it to quickly rotate forward. This requires skill because there is a certain way to hold or grip the tennis racket. The best grip to use in order to achieve the topspin is the Western grip, as opposed to the traditional Eastern grip. The Western grip helps keep the racket head stable when the ball is being struck. The only problem with the Western grip is that it's difficult to hit low-bounding balls. For this reason, not all players want to give up the ever-faithful Eastern grip. Another traditional move called the backhand has also been improved with a new grip these days. Many players, particularly the women, are using two hands for the move. Not only is it easier to produce topspin with both hands, but it also allows the players to hide where they're going to place their shot. I hope this discussion has shed new light on the sport of tennis and how science has played a role. It is clear that while Venus Williams is an incredible tennis player, we mustn't forget to thank her racket.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Listen to part of the lecture again and answer the question.
With a show of hands, how many people here like sports? Good. That's more than half. Now, how many of you believe luck plays a big part in sports? Interesting. Not many of you believe in luck. Okay, how many people believe that it is the athlete who generates power in sports? Oh my, most of you believe this. Well, I'm here to dispel this belief. Actually, to be fair, many factors contribute to any sport, but skill is just one of them.
Number one, what can be inferred about the professor? Number two, why does the professor mention the topspin?